Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at how they picked the spot for the first temple in Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
And we're using Dr. August Conkle's lecture on the Book of Chronicles to help us with that.
Right.
So it's going to be a wild ride, guys, because picking this place, it wasn't like just picking a random spot.
No, not at all.
It was like power struggles, divine intervention, the whole thing.
Yeah, the Chronicler really frames this period in David's life as a transition.
Yeah.
Like, he's done with conquering, you know, like taking over all this land.
Yeah.
And now he's like, okay, time to settle down.
Okay.
And he focuses on building a permanent home for the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about, like, that sacred chest, right?
Exactly.
With the Ten Commandments in it.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, okay.
And so the Chronicler's really saying that this is a big deal.
Right.
Like, moving from just expanding your kingdom to actually, like, you know, thinking about the spiritual side of things.
Right. Showing devotion, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So the temple, because it would house the Ark, it would be a symbol of God being with the Israelites.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's obviously way more important than just, like, land. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
It is.
So, like, what makes David change his focus like that?
It all starts with something that seems pretty simple.
Okay.
He decides to count his army, like do a census.
Oh, just count his soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you might think, like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
But back then, taking a census,
right,
it was seen as like,
okay,
you were being prideful.
Oh,
and that you didn't trust God.
Oh, okay.
It was like, if you really believed that God was protecting you, you wouldn't need to know exactly how many soldiers you had.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
But hold on. I thought, like, wasn't it God who told David to take the census?
You're right. That is in the Book of Samuel.
Yeah.
But the Chronicler tells the story a little differently.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't say it was like God directly commanding David to do it as a test.
Okay.
He uses the word Satan.
Wait, Satan, like the devil?
No, not exactly. Well, Satan in Hebrew just means like an adversary or someone who leads you in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
So the Chronicler's kind of saying that maybe there was like a human element.
Okay.
Like someone was giving David bad advice.
Oh, interesting.
Or maybe even trying to manipulate him.
Wow.
For their own benefit, you know?
Okay, so maybe not like a supernatural being, but like a bad advisor.
Right, exactly.
Or even, like, his own ambition pushing him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In the wrong direction.
Yeah, and I think that makes the story more complex. It's like you have these human choices.
Right.
But you also have, you know, God's will.
Okay, yeah. So regardless of, like, who made him do the census, it ended up with some pretty bad consequences.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a plague.
A terrible plague. And everyone knew it was because of the census.
Okay, so we have a powerful king.
Yeah.
Kind of at a crossroads here.
Right.
A census that no one's happy about and this deadly plague.
Yeah.
So how does the temple even, like, get involved?
Okay, so this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The plague, it's raging. Right.
Right.
But then, all of a sudden, it stops.
Really?
At one specific place.
Oh, wow.
A threshing floor.
A threshing floor? What's that?
Owned by a guy named Araunah the Jebusite.
Okay.
So a threshing floor, it's like this raised, flat area.
Okay.
Where they used to separate the grain from the chaff.
Okay, okay. So it's like,
you know, a pretty normal, everyday kind of thing.
Okay, so like, what's so special about it?
Well, this particular threshing floor, it becomes like super important, like divinely significant.
Wow.
God chooses this spot.
This random spot.
Yeah.
To be where the temple's going to be.
Exactly.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it is.
So what does David do?
He totally gets it.
Yeah.
He understands how important this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buys the threshing floor from Araunah.
Okay.
And then he does something really powerful. He makes a sacrifice.
Wow.
Right there on the threshing floor.
Okay.
And just like when Moses dedicated the tabernacle in Exodus, fire comes down and consumes the offering.
Wow.
So it's like this visual confirmation, you know?
Right, that God has chosen this spot.
Exactly.
So this like normal threshing floor, it's going to be the foundation for this super important building.
It's pretty amazing.
That's a crazy concept.
It really is.
Like, it's not about the place itself.
Right.
It's about God, you know?
Yeah, and about how human actions and God's will kind of work together.
Yeah, yeah. Like, David messes up with a census, but then God uses that.
Yeah. to show him this sacred spot, this place where he can be present with his people.
It really makes you think about, like, what we think is sacred. You know, like, we always think about these big fancy cathedrals and temples.
Right, right.
But this is just a threshing floor.
Mm-hmm.
But God made it holy.
Exactly. It's like the holiness is given to the place. It doesn't just like...
Yeah, it's not just like it's automatically holy.
Exactly.
It's because God chose it.
Yeah. And what's even cooler is like...
Oh, yeah.
The symbolism of a threshing floor.
What do you mean?
It's a place of transformation, right?
Yeah.
Take the good stuff, the wheat.
Right.
And you get rid of the chaff, the worthless stuff.
Okay.
So it's like this place that was about separating.
Yeah.
Becomes the place for the temple.
Right. Where people are going to come to connect with God.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing.
It is.
All right. So let's talk more about this census, because I get why it's seen as prideful in like a religious context.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it also be practical for a king?
Oh, yeah.
To know how many soldiers he has?
That's a great question. It's like this constant back and forth in the Bible between what humans do and God's plan.
Okay, yeah.
Like, on the one hand, we're supposed to use our brains, make good decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we also have to trust that God's in control.
Right. So where do you think David messed up?
It seems like he started focusing too much on, like, military strength instead of relying on God.
Okay.
The census became about showing off how powerful he was.
Right. Yeah.
Like, look at how many soldiers I have.
Wow. Yeah.
Instead of like looking to God for strength.
So it's like he was measuring his success in like a worldly way.
Exactly.
And not a spiritual way.
Yeah. And then the plague happens. Wow. And it's this reminder that real power comes from God.
Not from your army.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, about that word Satan, again, if it wasn't like the actual devil, what was the chronicler trying to say?
I think he's making us think about the things that can lead us astray,
right?
Even when we have good intentions.
Right.
Like maybe it was one of David's advisors who said, hey, you should do the census.
Right.
Or maybe it was David himself. Like he just wanted more power, more control.
Right.
You know, we all have those things inside us, those little Satans.
Yeah, yeah.
That try to pull us away from what's right.
It's like we can all get bad advice or we can just make bad decisions ourselves.
For sure.
And those decisions have consequences.
Yeah, they do.
But what's nice about this story is even though David made a mistake, God's plan still happens.
Exactly.
He uses that moment to show where the temple should be.
Yeah.
It's like a story about redemption, you know.
It is.
God's grace working even when people mess up. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
So back to the location.
Okay.
Why a threshing floor?
Yeah. It's a pretty powerful image.
It is. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
A threshing floor?
Yeah.
It's where you separate the good from the bad.
Right. The wheat from the chaff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a place of transformation.
Right.
The raw materials get refined into something valuable.
So
on that very spot, the temple will be built.
Right.
Where people will come to connect with God.
To like refine their spirits, to offer sacrifices.
Exactly.
It's like the location. It really emphasizes the purpose of the temple.
Yeah, it reinforces it.
Right.
To help people let go of the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And get closer to God.
It's interesting how this whole thing challenges.
It does.
How we think about sacred places.
Yeah.
Like, we think they're special on their own.
Right.
But here, the place becomes holy.
Yeah.
Because God chose it.
Right. It's not about the place itself.
Right.
But about what it means in God's plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about God.
And that's a really important point.
It is.
It shows that God can work through anything.
Yeah.
And anyone.
Yeah.
He can take something ordinary.
Right.
And make it extraordinary.
Yeah.
He can take our mistakes and use them to help us grow.
Right.
And to redeem us.
Yeah. So what does that tell us about our own lives?
Yeah.
About the places that are important to us?
Mm-hmm.
Are we like limiting ourselves?
That's a great question.
By only thinking certain places are holy?
I think this story encourages us.
Okay.
To look for those threshing floor moments in our lives.
Okay.
Times when God surprises us.
Yeah.
It shows us something sacred.
Yeah.
Even in the everyday stuff.
Okay, so
like,
cool.
Maybe it's a time when you experience God's grace.
Yeah.
When you're going through something really hard.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just this sudden feeling of God's presence.
Yeah.
In a normal place.
Right, right. Okay.
So it's about those times
right.
when we have to separate the good from the bad.
Yeah.
To really think about our priorities
mm-hmm.
and connect with God.
It's like the whole world is a threshing floor.
It's beautiful.
Just waiting for us to find the sacredness in it.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful way to put it.
So it's not just about the temple.
Mm.
It's about how this story can change how we think.
Yeah.
And help us see God's presence
exactly.
in our everyday lives.
Yeah, it's a reminder that God can talk to us anywhere.
Yeah.
Anytime.
As long as we're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've been talking about how they chose the location
yeah.
for the first temple.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just random.
Right.
It was a whole series of events.
He was.
Human choices, God's intervention,
yeah.
this deep understanding of symbolism.
It's amazing.
God took something ordinary,
mm-hmm.
a threshing floor.
Yeah.
And he made it extraordinary.
He did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This place for his presence.
Yeah. And it's like, he's doing that in our lives too.
Yeah.
Showing up in unexpected ways.
Right.
And yeah. inviting us to see the sacred.
In the everyday.
Okay. So before we wrap okay. up this deep dive.
Okay.
What's like the main thing you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that God can make any place sacred.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it looks like or what we think about it.
Yeah.
He can make it holy.
Okay.
So we need to look beyond the surface and see the potential for holiness,
right.
even in the most ordinary parts of our lives.
Like, God doesn't always do things
the
way we expect.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
sometimes the biggest revelations come in the simplest forms.
And remember, the temple, it wasn't just about the location.
Right.
It was about what it represented.
Okay.
It was a symbol of God being with his people.
Right.
A place where they could connect with him,
seek
guidance,
mm-hmm.
experience his blessings.
So the building itself was important.
Yeah.
But it was really just a way to show
exactly
something much bigger,
mm-hmm.
something we can't see.
Right.
right.
But that's real.
Okay. So
yeah.
this brings us to a question for our listener.
Yeah.
Where do you find that feeling of sacredness in your own life?
Right.
What are the temples you're building?
Okay.
And I don't just mean like actual buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean like places in your life that are for connection, reflection,
mm-hmm.
spiritual growth.
Okay. So maybe it's like a quiet spot in your house where you pray
mm-hmm.
or meditate.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a community garden.
Okay.
Where you feel connected to nature.
Right.
To something bigger than yourself. And who knows? Maybe the answers are in unexpected places.
Right. Like with David's threshing floor.
Exactly.
We just have to be open to seeing them.
Yeah.
So like we learned today,
mm-hmm.
choosing the location for the first temple.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
It was.
It was human choices.
Yeah.
God's intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the power of symbols.
It's amazing how God can take something ordinary.
Yeah.
And make it extraordinary.
He's doing that in our lives too.
He is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Showing up in unexpected ways.
Yeah.
Inviting us to see the sacred
in
the everyday. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
And it makes you think.
It does.
About where God might be showing up in your life.
Yeah. Where is your threshing floor?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question for our listeners to think about.
Mm.
So that's it for today's deep dive.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating exploration of
the Bible
and how it connects to our lives today.
Yeah. So until then, keep searching for those
sacred spaces
mm-hmm.
in your everyday life.
You never know where you'll find them.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Yeah. It's like this threshing floor represents like the whole idea of the temple, like coming to God, letting go of the bad stuff.
Yeah, like getting rid of the chaff in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
And for our listener who's all about personal growth,
this
idea of like separating the wheat from the chaff is pretty powerful, right?
It is.
What are the things in your life that you need to let go of?
Right, right.
To make room for the good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
But before we get too deep into that.
Okay.
I want to go back to the census for a sec.
Okay.
Because I get how it's like arrogant in like a religious way.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it also be like smart for a king?
Oh, yeah.
To know how many soldiers he has?
For sure.
You know, for practical reasons?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And it highlights this tension that we see throughout the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Between like what we do as humans
right.
and God's plan. On
right.
the one hand,
yeah.
we're supposed to use our wisdom,
right.
make smart decisions.
Right.
But on the other hand,
yeah.
we got to trust that God's in control.
Okay, so where do you think David went wrong?
I think his focus shifted.
Oh, okay.
Instead of relying on God for strength,
right.
he started putting too much emphasis on his army.
So the census was more about
yeah.
like showing off his power than
yeah.
it was about
right.
actually like needing to know the number.
Yeah, it became about saying, look how strong I am.
Right, right.
Look how many soldiers I have.
Instead of
yeah,
like
yeah.
trusting God.
Right, exactly.
So it's like he was measuring success
yeah.
in like a worldly way.
Exactly.
Instead of a spiritual way.
And the plague,
right.
it's this big reminder
yeah.
that true strength comes from God.
Not from your army.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can we go back to Satan for a sec?
Sure.
If it wasn't, like, literally the devil.
Right.
What do you think the chronicler was trying to get at?
I think he's trying to make us think about
yes.
all the things that can lead us down the wrong path. Even when we're trying to do the right thing.
Right.
You know?
Right, like those internal Satans we were talking about before.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was an advisor who said,
yeah.
hey, you should do this census.
Or maybe David just wanted more control.
Yeah, and we all have those voices in our heads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pull us away from God.
Exactly. It's like those little whispers
right?
that tell us to do the wrong thing.
Yeah, okay.
Even when we know better.
And those bad decisions,
right.
they can really have consequences.
They can, but what's beautiful about the story
yeah.
is that even though David messed up,
yeah.
God's plan still happened.
Yeah, he used David's mistake
mm-hmm.
to show him where the temple should be.
Exactly. It's a story of redemption.
It really is.
God's grace working.
Yeah.
Even through our failures.
So back to the location.
Okay.
Why a threshing floor?
It's such a powerful image, right?
It is.
Like, think about it. It's a place of transformation. You're separating the good from the bad.
Right. The wheat from the chaff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
on that very spot,
right.
the temple will be built.
Right. Where people will come
yeah.
to connect with God.
To refine their spirits.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
offer sacrifices.
It's like the location itself
mm-hmm.
yeah. reinforces what the temple's all about.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about getting rid of the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And drawing closer to God.
Yeah. It's interesting how
yeah.
this whole story
mm-hmm.
makes us rethink
it does
what a sacred space really is.
For sure.
Like, we think of these grand buildings.
Yeah, big cathedrals.
Elaborate.
Elaborate temples.
But here,
yeah.
it's just a threshing floor.
But God chose it.
Right.
He made it holy.
It's not about the place itself,
mm-hmm.
but about its significance in God's plan.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that God can work through anything.
He can.
And anyone. He
yeah.
can take something ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And make it extraordinary. So what does that mean? We're us.
Yeah.
For our own lives.
I think it challenges us
yeah.
to look for those threshing floor moments
right.
in our own lives.
What do you mean by that?
Like those times when God breaks through.
Okay.
In unexpected ways.
Yeah.
And reveals something sacred.
Okay.
In the midst of the ordinary.
So like, where do we find those moments?
Maybe it's a moment of unexpected grace.
Okay.
When you're going through something difficult.
Right.
Or a sudden realization of God's presence.
Yeah.
In a place you wouldn't expect.
So like.
Maybe your home.
Say, yeah.
Your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Even just walking down the street.
So it's like.
Yeah.
The whole world is a potential.
It is.
Threshing floor.
Yeah. Just waiting for us to discover the sacredness in it.
That's a really beautiful way to put it.
And it speaks to the power of this story.
Yeah.
To challenge how we think.
Right.
And to help us see God in the everyday.
It's a reminder that God can speak to us
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
And if we're willing to listen, it's crazy to think about. Like this ordinary threshing floor
right.
becoming the foundation for
yeah.
this incredibly important building.
It's pretty amazing.
So as we kind of wrap up
okay.
this deep dive into the first temple's location,
mm-hmm.
what's the one thing?
Oh, that's a good question.
You really want our listeners to take away from this.
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that
okay.
God can choose to make any place sacred.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't matter what we think about it.
Yeah.
He can make it holy.
It's a good reminder that God doesn't always.
No.
He doesn't yeah. work the way we think. He will.
No, not always.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, the biggest, most profound revelations come in the simplest forms.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember
that
the temple wasn't just about the building.
Right.
It was about what it symbolized.
Okay.
It was a symbol of God's presence among his people, a place they could connect with him.
Right. A place to seek guidance.
Yeah. And to experience his blessings.
So the physical structure was important, but it was really just like a representation of something much bigger.
Yeah. Something we can't see or touch.
Right. But that's still real.
So this brings us to a question for our listener.
Okay.
Where do you find that sense of sacredness in your own life?
Mm-hmm.
What are the temples you're building?
Oh, okay. So not like actual buildings.
Right. I mean, like places in your life that are for connection, for reflection, for spiritual growth.
Like, okay. So maybe it's
a
quiet corner in your home where you go to pray or meditate.
Or maybe it's a community garden.
Oh.
Where you feel connected to nature, to something bigger than yourself.
So,
and just like with David's threshing floor, the answers might be in unexpected places.
Right. Like,
just got to be open to seeing them.
Right. You don't have to like go to a specific place to find that sacredness.
Exactly.
It could be anywhere.
So as we've learned today, choosing the location for the first temple, it wasn't just some random decision.
No, it was a whole process.
It was a mix of human choices.
Yeah.
Divine intervention, and really understanding the power of symbolism.
It's amazing how...
I know. It's like...
God takes something ordinary and makes it extraordinary.
He does. And he's doing that in our lives, too.
Right. Like, he's showing up
in
unexpected ways.
All the time.
Inviting us to see the sacred.
In the everyday.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. And it makes you wonder.
It does.
Where's God showing up in your life?
Yeah. Like, where's your threshing floor?
Exactly.
That's a great question for all of us to think about.
It is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into...
The First Temple.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating look at...
The Bible.
And how it connects to our lives today.
So until then...
Keep searching for those
sacred spaces
in
your everyday life.
You never know where you'll find them.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.